The latest Star Wars movie, Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, opens in theaters around the world on Thursday. It's more than just another installment in the series from filmmaker George Lucas. It was supposed to usher in an entirely new kind of cinema. That's because Episode 2 was shot and edited on digital video. Lucas had hoped it would be projected that way, too, but so far fewer than 75 commercial theaters worldwide are using the technology, as Mark Uricki from member station WKSU reports.
The word film may soon become an anachronism.
Do not assume anything, Obi-Wan. Clear your mind must be if you are to discover the real villains behind this plot.
More and more movies are being shot and edited on digital video, and they're beginning to be projected that way. The Motion Picture Association, the movie industry's international trade group, calls the shift to digital cinema an historic change. The MPA's chief technology officer, Brad Hunt.
There's very few points in time when an industry gets to do this. We did it when we transitioned from silent pictures to sound, and when we transitioned from black and white to color. Well, this is really one of those very important moments in time for an industry.
But just as audiophiles weren't completely happy with the switch from vinyl records to compact discs, not everyone believes digital cinema is as good as film yet. The Cleveland Museum of Art's film curator, John Ewing, favors celluloid. But when he saw a side-by-side comparison, he conceded digital looked better at that screening.
Part of the problem is that a lot of films aren't well projected. A lot of theaters don't have lamps that are bright enough, or it's not in focus. But I think if you took the optimum film viewing experience and the optimum digital viewing experience, I think even now most people would say film is aesthetically superior.
But few people are able to see clean film prints under optimum conditions. Today's digital projection may not have the visual depth of film, and objects may blur when moving quickly, but it does not tremble or scratch like film. Russ Wintner is an executive with Technicolor, which copies and delivers digital movies as well as standard celluloid.
Digital is better because what you see at the last day of the third week of a run is just as crisp and clean and wonderful as the first day, and that isn't true with film.
That means a movie will look just as good in Hollywood, Alaska as it does in Hollywood, California, because the digital data remain identical. A few dozen theaters around the country are being used to field test digital projectors made by Texas Instruments. TI's Brooke Williams explains the chip that drives the system works by smoke and mirrors.
Not exactly. The mirror part is correct. The smoke part's not. The device itself is an array of over a million mirrors, and each mirror tilts to turn on or off, which creates a dark or a white dot on the screen.
Smoke and mirrors. Other companies have their own projection systems. JVC, for instance, is using liquid crystals. Another is working with lasers. There's also competition over how to process the computer data. It's like the beta versus VHS competition of the 1970s to see whose format becomes the standard. Technicolor is offering to install its system free to the first 1,000 theaters as a way of getting a jump on the competition. The head of the National Association of Theater Owners, John Fithian, wants an open standard so that different systems will be compatible.
What we really have to avoid is a situation we had with digital sound systems a few years back, where three or four different designers came up with three or four different systems, and they were all implemented. And then in order to play product from different studios for the different formats, motion picture theaters had to put into place more than one system. And that's what we have to avoid with digital cinema.
Last month, the seven largest studios formed a joint committee to develop technical standards for delivery and projection. For theater owners, going digital is not an easy choice. A top-of-the-line digital projector and sound system will cost exhibitors about $150,000 a screen, six times the cost for film. And while film projectors may last 20 years, the digital versions could be obsolete in three or four. But theater owners can get a digital print faster without shipping charges via satellite or high-speed phone lines. Jonathan Foreman, owner of the Cleveland Cinemas chain, says there are other advantages.
A theater manager on a Saturday night can move films into the appropriate size auditorium with basically using his keypad on his computer screen. That and all he does is he reprograms the projection system so that the less popular film gets put in the small theater and the more popular film in the large theater. Also able to add auditoriums. You can show it in multiple screens without having to have extra prints.
But other theater owners worry there are not enough digital movies available yet to make the investment worth it. Studios and projector companies are touting alternative programming, showing live sporting events, Broadway plays, or rock concerts. It's already being done in Akron, Ohio, using digital projectors to show a large and very loud NSYNC concert. The taped show was presented by In Theater Entertainment, a new venture hoping to take advantage of the digital technology. The company spends $150,000 to outfit the projection booth and another $80,000 to install concert loudspeakers, lights, and even fog machines to recreate shows. Company founder Gary Standard says he leases one theater within a multiplex for an extended period of time to show concerts and events.
We market it, we program the screens, we equip the theaters with all the equipment, and screens are now dedicated 7 days a week for just alternate programming. There'll be no Hollywood films shown in that theater anymore.
But for old-fashioned movies, the question remains, who will pay to have theaters retrofitted? By all accounts, there are too many screens in the United States, and theater owners are struggling or going bankrupt. They say they need any financial help that digital can offer. But the biggest benefits will go to the movie studios. They now have to pay as much as $2,000 to make a single 35mm print, says Russ Wintner of Technicolor.
Once the infrastructure is paid for, the cost for them to release in a digital realm is minute compared to what they're spending on film. The industry estimates are somewhere between $800 and $1 billion a year on film. That's purchasing the raw stock, having it duplicated, packaging it, shipping it, collecting it, destroying it.
The Theater Owners Association wants a collective agreement in which distributors pay part of the installation cost because they stand to gain the most. But the studios prefer to negotiate individual deals with each theater chain. A compromise on financing is less of a concern for curator John Ewing. He worries about technical compromises. An ever-changing digital medium may not archive as well as film. This year's digital Star Wars could end up being next year's 8-track tape. And Ewing's afraid the industry will settle on a technology that is less than perfect.
I can't stress enough that money is the bottom line in this business. It's a pretty... I was going to say a pretty scummy business, which it is. It's a scummy business to a certain extent. But money is the bottom line. And so any way they can maximize the revenue, they're going to go ahead and do it.
The players disagree about how many years or even decades it will take before digital projection becomes the norm. Until then, even the new motion pictures taped on digital video will be copied onto film and projected the same way they have been for the last century. For NPR News, I'm Mark Uricchi in Akron, Ohio.